start your day to it, Rabbi Yehuda Mamestein.
I heard on Friday about a chocolate party. A chocolate party? What's a chocolate party? Where does it say in the Torah you haven't meant to have a chocolate party? Is it a new limit? So I was very, very impressed because the chocolate party was as follows. There was a lady who teaches in one of the schools in London, and since the attack of Simchas Torah 2 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, she hasn't had chocolate for 2 years. Why? To be nice of oil. So last week, in the school where she teaches, she made a chocolate party. So I thought, okay, very, very nice. Where do we see this nice of oil goes so far? I was very struck with the Ha'orah in last week's parasha, which we'll see relates to this week's parasha as well. But the Torah tells us Noach and his wife and his sons and their wives all came into the Teva and they were Pirish for a whole year. Why ha'olam shorei b'tzar? The world is in pain. What world? There's no world. The world's destroyed. There's nobody alive. After the first day of drowning, how long could they live for? They have oxygen tanks. There's ha'olam shorei b'tzar. What world? The world is shorei b'tzar. And who died already? Rishayim died. Although it says, when Adar Musya comes, it's Hereges Toivim Baroim. It kills the good and the bad. So there must have been good people at time down up as well. Otherwise, why does it say it's Hereges Toivim Baroim? If Shlomo Volber says a very interesting pshat, he says, you know why the destruction, the devastation kills both Toivim and Roim? So the Roim deserve it. The Toivim deserve it too. They deserve to be saved from a world filled with Tumah. Their life is not a life. A world so filled with tumor, it's not kshayach to live there and to be okay with a life in such an existence. So therefore, Hereges Toivim Aroim kills off the good, not to punish them, to spare them, to save them from that exposure to something which is so unbearable and so obnoxious. So Dam Abu Aprutzim Barois, the Zohar Kodesh says, the Aprutzim Barois means that the all the women walked in the street with no clothes on. And the for 120 years, they get Musa. 120 years, they receive Musa. Noach HaTzadik gives them Musa. He warns them. He warns everybody. It's going to be a Churban. He doesn't have even one person in 120 years who takes any notice. And we have to be nice about oil. They have to be perished for a whole year because of oilam shorei b'tzar. And since the Gemara learns the Mishmar Hashem B'Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh, we learn it from the Dayan Mabu, could be the Oilam Shorei B'tzar is referring to the Neshamas. That the Neshamas of the Dayan Mabu for a whole year are going through Tzar, and therefore to be nois of oil, that's how far you have to be nois of oil. Nois of oil with the Neshamas of the Dayan Mabu. The Tzaddik writes in Sidkas HaTzaddik, he says, our Neshamas and Neshamas of the Dayan Mabu. He says the Dori Rikus and Mashicha are Gilgulim of Neshamas Deram Abel. Reb Shem Volber brings a story about the Altum Kelim, which is Mamash and Mais and Nifla Admoid. The Altum Kelim is Tzadik Niskov, and he learned with tremendous Hasmoda. In fact, it says about the Altum Kelim, he never davened Mincha Ketana, only Mincha Gdoila. Do you know why he always davened Mincha Gdoila? He was scared he wouldn't be alive when it came to Mincha Ketana later on in the day. He was so weak. But nevertheless, he stood up standing. He learned standing. Altman Kelm, the whole week, his face was white like a sheet. on Shabbos, he looked like an entirely different person. His whole face was changed, like full of color. Mom looked like a different person on Shabbos. He had a Shabbos-like face. I saw Svarim HaKadoshim actually say this. I saw it in a number of Chassidus Svarim that the face is completely changed on Shabbos. You look different on Shabbos. Altam Kelim on Shabbos looked completely different. One Shabbos it came, the Altam Kelim was face, his face was white like mamash, like the weekdays. And nobody could understand why. They asked him on Motzah Shabbos, one of the Talmidim asked the Altam Kelim, why is your face like the Chol? So he said, on Friday afternoon, before Shabbos came in, I heard that Peretz Smolenskin died. And he was a Sein Hadas, he was somebody who hated religion, who was who battled against Yiddishkeit. He was a Rosh. The Altam Kelim said, the whole of Shabbos, I was so worried about this man. How's he going to be? He's going to have to face Kisar Kovod, the Busha, the Charota, the Tzad that his Neshama will have in Olam Emes. I couldn't have a Shabbos. Nois of oil. So you see, Nois of oil is not only Nois of oil with Tzadikim or with Elchidim. Nois of oil is with everybody. So the question is why? Why is it the Nois of oil is so important? Ad Kedei Kach, the Torah tells us, for a whole year, Noach and his family were Poyrish. Clearly, Avos Hashem and Avos Yisrael Toile Zeh B'Zeh. That the real reason to have Avos Yisrael is because of Avos Hashem. You go to somebody's house for Shabbos. You want them to invite you again? Tell them how cute the kids are. Tell them how your child is so clever, your child is so beautiful, your child is so amazing, you're so talented. Why? Because the way to let someone know how much you feel towards them is how much you compliment their children, how much you love their children. And of course, our love of the Rebbeinu Shlom's children is an expression of our love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avos Yisrael shows how much Avos Hashem you've got. So when we lack Avos Yisrael, it's because of the lack of Avos Hashem. Rabbi Isaac Sher, the Talmud of the Edom of the Altam Slabodka, Isaac Sher once said, why does Churban HaBayis come from Sinas Chinam? Because parents get very upset if their kids don't talk to each other. Talk about adult kids. The parents get very, very upset. Yeah, you didn't speak to your brother, you didn't speak to your sister. Why is he upset? Because the kesha that you have with your brothers and sisters is a reflection of how much connection you've got with your parents. So Rebbeinu Shlom says, Bonim Atam Hashem Lekeichem. You are Hashem's children. So if you are distant from other children of the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's an expression of your distance from Hashem. Loit was the nephew of Avraham Avinu. It says, Vayisa Loit Mekedem. Nosa Mekadmoyne Shel Oilom, Oma Yev Shiloi Avram Loi Velekov. Why? Because he left Avraham Avinu. He was told to leave Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saw there was an argument going on. There was a Meriva. Meriva was really Machleik Zaposkin. Different shittas, different days. According to the Roye Mikne Loit, this is our land. The only Yerush Avraham Avinu is going to have is his nephew. And we are looking after his sheep. Therefore, this is our land. So we don't need our animals to be worried where you're grazing. This is our land. According to Roye Mikne Avraham, no. Kolzman, the Canaanite, is still in Eretz Yisrael. It's not yet the land of Avraham Avinu, and therefore we can't get it. You can't get it. You are wrong. You Roy Mikne Loit are wrong to take it because the Canaanite was born. So now it says Vayisa Loit Mekedem. Loit was clearly somebody who. I had a very close kesher with Avraham Avinu. Ad Kedei Kach, that later on he's Moisa Nefesh in Stoyim to Machnes Orchim. He's literally not just putting his life on the line. He knows he's going to get killed for having guests. And when he says to the guests, come to my house, and they say no, he won't take no for an answer. He insists that they come to his house. He knows exactly what the consequences will be. He's going to be finished. But he's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And nevertheless, it says, Vayisalek Mekedem, Yev Shaloi Ba'Avram Re'Rakov. And that's why he goes to study. Now Avraham Avinu hears his nephew Lot has been captured. He's been taken captive. I saw the ultimate, the Shem Shmuel says, there's Alocha, Maridim Loi Malin. It's a din, Maridim Loi Malin. If somebody is Harosha, somebody's a Mumma, then if he goes into the even if Loi Maridim, there's still Loi Malin. You don't take him out of the pit, you don't rescue him. Why is Avraham Avinu going to rescue Lot? And the answer is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Ein Tzemach La'anes. Even Loi Malin was still Loi Malin. Avraham Avinu is Choshish for Chil Shem Shemayim. What was the Tzitzah from this? What happened as a result? It's a fascinating Gemara. It's a Gemara Chulin Peites. In Chulin Peites, the Gemara says that after Avraham Avinu has been offered by Melech Stoim as a reward for his success in battling the war for him, he's offered Ten li anefesh urchush kachloch. So Avraham Avinu responds, give me the nefesh, give me the captives, Melech Stoim says, and Rechushka, you take all the money, you take the booty, the spoils, it's all yours. So Avraham Avinu says no thank you. He doesn't just say no thank you. He says, in michut v'ad tzorich, now I'm not going to take anything. V'loi toim ani esharti es Avraham. I don't want you to say, I made Avraham rich. So what happens as a consequence? The Gemara says there, because of that we've got 1,000 tefillin. That's why we've got chut shel tcheles, and that's why we've got that's why we've got tefillin. Because we said b'schach, it says amarovo b'schach omar Avraham Avinu mechut v'atzorich nal zochu bono v'shtei mitzvus chut shel tcheles ritzur shel tefillin. We have a Gemara who seems to contradict this whole concept. Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, why was it that Nenash Avraham Avinu was punished, Nishtab Bibon of Mitzrayim, Messiah Messashonim? The Gemara gives three reasons. One is, Hifris Amrei Shachish Baruch, who asked by Ma'ita. The second reason is, Osangar B'tim Rechachom, this is Vayor Keskanichov, who took Eliezer away to serve in the army. Conscription Yeshiva Bochrim, and the third one is the fact that it says when he's given this offer, telling the nefesh chush kachloch, he should have said, no, let's do it the other way around. I'll take all the prisoners of war, and you take all the money, and then he can be makar of them, b'dukei ruchaykim on them, and because it says that he didn't bring these people to Achaz Kamfa Hashchina. That's why Shuvah Mitzrayim happened. So according to this, Gemara Nedarim, it's very clear that Avraham Avinu's response to Melech Sdoim when he made this offer, Ten Li'an Nefesh Kachush Kachalach, was incorrect. He shouldn't have said this. He shouldn't have said, M'chut V'atzrech now. He should have said something entirely different. I want all those prisoners of war. I want to show them the light. I want to tell them the truth. I want to be regala to them that Rabbein Shem's running the world. And here we see, we are zoicha, b'schash, or mavim b'chut v'atzach now, we are zoicha, chut shel tcheles, and so shel tfilin. The other thing I want to try and explain is, how are these two mitzvahs somehow connected with the battle to rescue Lot? So it's very clear that Avraham Avinu's whole life was just devoted to one thing, the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, to spread Shem Shemayim, to make as many people as possible aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that show? It shows Ahavas Hashem. That's what it says, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you show you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because you want everyone else to love him too. Actually, it's the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. Ram Sefer HaMitzvah says you mekayim avas Hashem, not just by loving Hashem, by doing anything and everything you can possibly do to bring others to avas Hashem. That's why when we act in a good way, in the Gemara in Yuma, we behave nicely to other people. We're kind, we're polite, we're pleasant to deal with, whether it's business and other things. Business is probably much harder than everywhere else. But to be nice to everybody, that is Avas Hashem. That's, you're causing Hashem's name to be loved by other people. So Avraham Avinu's goal is that. So what's it mean that he goes to rescue his nephew Lot? So I saw many Sfarim say the same idea. Your real challenge is when you have Nagias. Avraham Avinu's greatest Nagias is to say, what? I should worry about Lot? He's rejected me. He's rejected the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's not interested. I should risk my life to try and rescue him. Why? Romeo goes against the whole Negius. They say that's the reason why, when it came to the destruction of Sodom, Romeo challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochu. He said that they don't deserve it, and maybe there's Chamishim Tzedikim Sochayir. There are all sorts of shilas. Maybe it's not right. Cholila Chom Asayis Kalav Azeh, Lo Mitzadik in Rosha, Hashoyev Karaitz Liyasim Ishpot. All sorts of arguments. It's not right. That's because you've got a Negius. Because Avraham Avinu's Negius is, Sodom should be wiped out. Stein's whole philosophy is exactly the opposite of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Molei Chesed. He's doing kindness to everyone the whole time without limit. Unlimited kindness. Unlimited Chesed. So if Stein is being wiped out, then you should make a Kiddush. You should be celebrating. You should be singing and dancing. Oh, Baruch Hashem, no more Stein. So that's why Avraham Avinu Dafka is. Stein begs Rebbeinu Shlom, maybe. We can somehow get through this, because he's got Negius. Here as well, with Lot, he has Negius. He has Negius to say, this is a person I should rescue, but this is Lot Mekerem? Of course not. He realizes, whenever we're challenged with Negius, it means, this is the Mokam Avoida, this is where we're meant to work. Work to go against, to be nice to the person who's not nice to you. To be kind to the person who's unforgivable. That's the whole nekuda. So I think the hesbe over here in Tfilin and Tzitzis is as follows. There's a story brought in the Sefer Zecharim from Moshe Schneider. I saw this story many, many years ago. Moshe Schneider, before he moved to London, Schneider's yeshiva was in St. Peter's Hill. Before that, he was in Frankfurt. Moshe Schneider had a yeshiva in Frankfurt. And one morning, at the end of davening, this is the 1930s, in his yeshiva, in his Beis Medrash, where he was davening, the Hitler Youth came in. The Hitler Jugend came into the Beis Medrash. And they started, destroying the whole place. And of course, all the Bochrim, every single person ran for their lives. And was literally running for their lives. And the only person who stayed there was Moshe Schneider. He just stayed in his place. He had his talisman tefillin on. And they didn't notice him. And then they saw him. So what did he do? He lifted his talis so they should see his tefillin. And they ran away. And they asked him afterwards, how did this miracle happen? He says, not a miracle. It says in the Pasuk. So they asked him, how come it doesn't work for everybody? So he says, it doesn't say Tfilin Sha'ala Roish, it says Tfilin Sheba Roish. The Tfilin had to be in the head. The Tfilin just on the head doesn't perform this miracle. Im Kolze, it means Tfilin.
Baroish, in the head.
Baroish, in the head.
In the head.
Tfilin Sheba Roish, yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Baruch Amos. So Rebbeinu Shloilom saved Moshe Schneider, and he came to London. Of course, he did all his Talmidim and the Roshim. from tefillin. But what does why does tefillin make make amayorets run for their lives? Why does it make them scared? What is it about tefillin? What is tefillin? So we say tefillah before we put on tefillin in the morning. That we want tefillin to enable us to be meshabed ourselves to Hashem. To be completely devoted to Him. In which way? B'moyach u'belev. That we use all our intelligence, so our faculties, to try and keep mitzvahs and do the right thing. We also use our heart. The lave as well. That's why the lave, film Shiyad is connected with our lave, and the Rosh is connected with our mind. Avraham Avinu, by rescuing his nephew, Lot, from Sodom, he's meshabed himself entirely to Rabbein Shalom overcoming his Nagias. So Bishar, that when even afterwards, when he could say, look what I've done such a wonderful thing, I did such huge mitzvah, I saved my nephew. He doesn't want anything which will be memayit kvod shemaim. He's scared, v'loy toimash ani esharti es Avram. The Melech Sodom shouldn't say, I made Avram rich. Because he's so totally meshabed himself. So as a consequence of that, we get zochu bono v'shtei mitzvahs, why is tcheles, in which way is tcheles different from every other type of color? That you, it's when you are mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, it somehow is more than other mitzvahs. It's like Mistach b'kisa covered. It's remembering all the mitzvahs. So I think that the kavona of this chazal may include the following idea. That Avraham Avinu said something which chazal criticized. He said b'ma'eda. One of the three reasons of b'ma'eda. What was b'ma'eda? B'ma'eda was saying, how can Klal Yisrael inherit Eretz Yisrael? I trust you. I know every single thing you say is must be true. You are Hashem. You run the universe. And he's promised him children. He accepts that. Although Sarah has no possibility of having children, you're going to have children. Why on Yerushas Ha'aretz has he got a question? Because his question about Yerushas Ha'aretz is as follows. You're going to go into, my kids are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's going to be a challenge. What's the challenge? The challenge is, Ish tachas gafnoi, Ish tachas teinosoi. The challenge is, Koich Vaitzimur. The challenge is, will you attribute your success in business to your hard work and your devotion and your business acumen? Or will you say, all that's true, but it's only Hashem. It's only Hashem. I once heard, what's the word mikra? Mikra means it's random, yeah? Mikra, the antidote to mikra is change the letters round. Mikra, rak Hashem. Everything's a Hashem. So that's what Avraham Avinu is asking the Rebbein Shloilom. They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. How will they get to the Madrega, this unbelievable Madrega, of being Makah Hashem, even with Eretz Yisrael, even with the land, even with your farm, even with your produce, even with your success in agriculture? And the answer is, Golos Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim brought us to complete bittul, complete submission. We were avodim. We had nothing. We had not the slightest way b'derech hishtadlus at all to get out of that nightmare. How do we get out? Only Rebbein Hashem rescued us. So that's so deeply in our bones, ad hayoyim, till Tovshin Pei Vov and Vaita, that we know we can't get anything without the Rebbein Hashem. The only way the hostages came out is the Rebbein Hashem, not Trump. The only, but seriously, one has to constantly say to oneself, it's only the Rebbein Hashem. The Rebbein Hashem is a gevolt. Shara Rabbah, they came out. It's Als Min HaShemayim. Every single thing's Min HaShemayim. So that came from Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim gave us that clarity. So Avraham Avinu saying Bamoeda, of course he suffered, so to speak, because of his the pain of his children, in Shlav Ribon of Mitzrayim. But the Yisoid is Bamoeda. How are you going to do it? How will you reach such a level, such a clear, you'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael and remain mamish the children of Avraham Avinu? Because the Zaracha Etnela means, I'm only giving this to the Zaracha, I'm only giving it to the children of Avraham Avinu, the people who are following the Darkoi. And so the Talis and the Tefillin, which were the Toitzor of saving Lloyd, that's Makusha, that's connected to those Sibbas which caused Shem Mitzrayim, one of which was that Tos, Chazal say, the Tos of saying in Mechut V'Atzrech Now. The Itaka was a Tos in Mechut V'Atzrech Now. What was the Tos? You not bring people to Achzkan V'Eshchina. But it's a necessary mistake. It's a necessary thing. Why? Because this will bring the Talis and Tefillin, this will bring the ability of Klal Yisrael to constantly have something on a daily basis to be Mekayim or Yisrael 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 Yisrael. And that's what we've got. We're Nena and Mamash every single day from this. B'schash Omar Avraham Avinu M'chut V'Atzrech Now. Because Avraham Avinu responded to Melech Tzedoyim with this out and out refusal, I'm not taking anything, this is the Toitzor. So this is a counterbalance to the other side, which was people, the prisoners of war could have been brought to Achzkan V'Eshchina. Yes, but we're going to go to Mitzrayim. We're going to be exposed to Tumah. We're going to be exposed to Golus. How we survive a Golus? We survive a Golus like Moshe Schneider, Varok HaMoiz, Keshev Hashem Nikol Lacho, where the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, were frightened of him because he's wearing tefillin. Because tefillin is the total shibbut to Rabbi Yishloyim. And we never get attacked. We never get touched when we're completely attached. We only get detached when we're detached. When we're completely attached, then Rabbi Yishloyim says, you're attached. The tefillin is attaching us to Rabbi Yishloyim. Tzitzis are attaching us to Rabbi Yishloyim. That's our greatest shmira is from this these mitzvahs which help us be fulfilled or isim oisayis chatim is called mitzvah Hashem. I think we thought, halach l'maisa, what can we do about this? How do we take one lesson l'maisa from the shir? That when one person has atzlocha, one person has a simcha in their family, when they have atzlocha with their kids, and they have nachas ruach from something, to constantly just pop that back into your head, min ha-shamayim. It's the Rebbein Shem. It's the Rebbein Shem. Not just say, Baruch Hashem, I've got a simcha, but to actually mean it. All the yichus, all the tribute, all the credit. Credit goes to where credit is due. Where is credit really due to always? Only the Baruch Hashem, not the Baruch Hashem. That's the limit of the house we can take this.
Very nice.